for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2019 Spring Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday morning, April the 19th, 2019. Kelly Ritchie is the speaker of this service, teaching on rejection.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be here, isn't it?
Yes.
My husband's going to come up and start us off with some prayer, and then I'm going to teach y'all something about rejection.
So, it's a great day.
Amen.
It's a good day to war.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
As brother said, you need to be aware that while you're asleep, your enemy's still working.
Come on.
And I'm not talking about just asleep at night. Don't be asleep. Our Father in heaven, the Bible says the God of Israel never sleeps or slumbers, and every one of us is alive because He doesn't sleep or slumber. And if the devil could do just anything he wanted to, every one of us would be dead.
That's right.
I mean, you got to know that, right? Mm-hmm. How many know that you know that you know that only by the grace of God are you sitting here today?
Yeah.
How many know that you know that you know that if He hadn't have kept you alive, I mean, sometimes from what people have done and sometimes from the mess we get ourselves into. There's one of the Psalms that talks about the Lord, and it says He grabs you by the hair of the head and snatches you out of the snare that you set for yourself.
Thank you,
Lord. So I'm going to ask y'all to pray together. There's power in agreement.
Amen.
That's why last night I lead you through prayer. And I'm just going to say, when she ministers, when any of us minister with you, if we ask you to pray with us, your prayer, your voice is giving agreement.
Amen.
If you don't agree, don't do it.
Amen.
But then you need to question why you're not agreeing if you came here for help.
That's right.
Okay? So, you know, God will show if something's wrong. But what we're doing is leading you into a place of speaking words to dismantle the strongholds of the enemy and to expose him and to give God permission to do work. Amen? And the Bible says one will put 1,000 to flight and 2 10,000. So if you'll pray with me, we'll send the enemy where he needs to go. Father, I come to you in the name and
blood of Jesus.
I acknowledge you
as
the great Yahweh, the Ancient of Days. You're the Alpha, the Omega, and the God of Abraham, Isaac,
and
Israel. Father, in the name of Jesus, I repent from my sins, the sins of my ancestors, known and unknown. In Jesus' name, asking for forgiveness. Now, this next part, I want you to just listen, and I want you to say it, but catch this. I receive forgiveness and cleansing in
Jesus' name.
I apply the blood of Jesus
to
all that pertains to me.
As your child,
I've been given authority
over all the power of the enemy.
Whatever I bind on earth
is bound in heaven.
Now, I want to say this before we go any further. We've been taught, bow your head, close your eyes to pray. Nothing wrong with that, reverencing God. But God's up there.
Yeah.
Look up. Look up for this. Look up to heaven and speak the words to the one that we... He's everywhere. He's within. All right? The enemy's under our feet. But for the purpose of this is warfare. Keep your head up. Keep your head up and look up to the heavens. And let's finish praying. Say, I bind the strong man.
I bind the strong man.
Assigned against me.
Assigned against me.
this ministry.
And everyone involved in this ministry.
I bind.
Mind blinding.
Heart binding.
Deaf, dumb.
An Antichrist spirit.
In Jesus' name.
I bind.
Break the power.
All the spirits of witchcraft.
All territorial spirits.
Sent.
Yes.
To hinder this work.
In Jesus' name.
I renounce
the religious spirit.
Along with unholy tradition.
Spirits of unforgiveness.
Bitterness.
Resentment.
Anger.
Hate.
Spite.
The root of bitterness.
And malice. And any other hindering spirit in my life.
I renounce Satan.
Now nullify and break.
All blood covenants.
Contracts and agreements.
Made with Satan, Lucifer, fallen angels, and demons,
by me and my ancestors.
Knowingly or in ignorance.
In Jesus' name.
I renounce
all unholy baptism.
Dedication.
In Jesus' name.
I break the power of the curses.
That came through these agreements.
And I command
all enforcing spirits. To cease and desist and to flee.
In Jesus' name.
I now break
all ancestral
self-inflicted.
Direct and indirect curses.
In Jesus' name.
I break the power
of all satanic prayers.
Seals and shields.
In Jesus' name.
I break the curses
of negotiation
and
justification of sin.
In Jesus' name.
I break and sever
all
evil ties,
ties
with the past,
ties
with places,
and
all ties
to
living
and
non-living individuals
that are unholy
in Jesus' name.
Jesus,
you're my Lord,
my Savior,
my Deliverer,
my Healer.
Thank you, Father,
for
sending whatever holy warriors
you
deem needed for battle at hand
to clear this
atmosphere
and
aid in our deliverance.
I believe your word.
That I can hear your voice.
I
believe you can show me things
in
visions.
By
your still small voice,
by
an unction of the Holy Spirit,
by
your grace,
I
renounce rebellion.
I
choose obedience, and
I believe
the sun sets free,
is
free indeed.
Come,
Holy Spirit,
have
your way.
In
Jesus' name,
I pray,
and
I decree.
In Jesus' name,
amen
and amen.
Well, what the Lord has showed me to present to y'all is rejection. And it is such a big hindrance to our walk when we have rejection and unforgiveness and when we need healing. So I want to be healed. And I know that y'all are here. Y'all want to be healed. So that we can be everything that God wants us to be at all times. One of the things that we have to do is when we start talking about things during this whole weekend, when the teachings is, we're going to have to look at some things, we're going to hear some things, and so we have to get to the root of our problem, the reason behind why we feel and we act or react the way we do. We have to go to the root, and it doesn't always feel good. Sometimes it really hurts to go back to that place of where we got hurt. But it's important and it's necessary. So during this weekend, if you start feeling things that are uncomfortable, just allow the Lord to minister to you. Let it come up so it can come out so that you can be healed. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. So one of the things, you know, rejection can start from in the womb. And it can also be generational. So some of us might not have had a daddy that treated us well or that didn't want to be there or abandoned us maybe. And so it'll cause us to even have issues understanding that our Daddy God wants to be there for us, because we don't know that Father, what a Father is really supposed to be like. So our Heavenly Father, He loves us and He wants good for us. But when we've been rejected as a child by our daddies or by our mothers, we just have a hard time receiving and believing. So we need to get healed from those childhood wounds or generational wounds that have come down from the bloodline. This is a critical issue that's affecting the body of Christ, and it's identity. It's identity theft. Many of the Lord's people do not know who they are in Christ. Many have heard they are a new creation in Christ, but they have no concept about their real and true identity. I present to you that we all need to grab a hold of the following, and I'm going to read some scripture starting in Galatians 2 and 19. It was the law itself that killed me and freed me from its power so that I could live for God. I have been nailed to the cross with Christ. I have died, but Christ lives in me. And I now live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and He gave His life for me. We need to know that the enemy of our soul is deeply concerned that we would be a people that would do what it takes to be difference makers. So the enemy's job is to keep us from knowing who we are. People with their identity misplaced will do minimal damage to the kingdom of darkness. And we want to be a people who know who we are in Christ. Let's look at what the Lord required of Israel when He took them out of Egypt to make them His own special people. An Old Testament application is in chapter 32 of the book of Exodus. We find that Moses had been on the mount receiving the Ten Commandments, but he came back to find the people worshiping a golden calf. Moses took the golden calf, he ground it up into powder, and he spread it on the water for the people to drink. He also called for a commitment to follow God. However, only the Levites responded. Moses then had the Levites to kill 3,000 men who had refused to repent. Moses went again before God to plead for the people. God told Moses to have the people to remove all of their ornaments. For the Lord had said unto Moses, "Say unto the children of Israel, you are a stiff-necked people. I will come into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee." And the children of Israel stripped themselves of their ornaments by Mount Horeb. They had to lay aside those ornaments that they may be free to worship God and to follow Him. So the basic meaning of the word worship means to give worth or value to. The question today is, and you may ask yourself this, what are the ornaments which I decorate my life with that hinders me from following God? So some of those things in the world's way points us out to our value, which is not right. Some of our ornaments may be our job or position, our physical or intellectual ability, our achievements in life, our education, our race or our nationality, our family or friends, church or ministry. So what did Jesus have to say about following Him? And He said to them all, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." So to follow after Jesus, we have to deny ourselves and we must take up our cross daily. And that means we have to daily die to self. Then we are free to follow Him. This means that we are to put our wants and desires on the shelf before we're free to follow Him. "If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. He is speaking of the following. You know, he is speaking of following him as a disciple, as a discipled one. So our love for our family and even our own lives must be as hate compared to our love for Jesus. Are you willing to forsake all to follow him? Abraham had to forsake his home, his country, his friends, and even his family to follow God. So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple. That's in Luke 14:33. Are you willing to forsake everything that you may be free to follow Jesus? So what did Paul teach? Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ. Philippians 3:8. He was circumcised as a sign of his covenant with God. He was part of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin. He was a Pharisee, the strictest religious sect. He was zealous in persecuting the church. He lived according to the law. He was educated under the rabbi Gamaliel. He was also a Roman citizen. That was something of great value at that time. He spoke about 5 different languages, yet he counted it all a pile of manure that he might follow after Christ. So what is your pile of manure? We need to ask ourselves some tough questions. If I lost, and you just fill in the blank, if I lost, would I still follow Jesus? Abraham, who was a want-to-be father, became the father of the nation of Israel, and more than that, the father of our faith. So now the Lord said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from thy father's house into a land that I will show you. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. Genesis 12:1-3. He gave up everything. He gave up his home. He gave up his friends, in his country, even his family, to follow God. And he said, now take now thy son, thy only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering up into one of the mountains, which I will tell of thee. Genesis 22:2. He had to be willing to give up even that which God had given him. So we have to ask ourselves, are we willing to do that? If God tells us to give something up, are we willing? Moses, the would-be prince of Egypt, became the prince of the Hebrews. And the Lord said unto him, what is that in thine hand? And he said, a rod. That's Exodus 4:2. So the rod, it was a representation of everything that Moses was. He was a shepherd. And he had been a shepherd for 40 years. When he threw the rod down, it was as though he was throwing down his life. And it became a poisonous serpent. When God told him to pick it up, he had to put his total trust in God, because God told him to pick it up by the tail, leaving the action end open. The rod became a symbol of God's power and authority in the hand of Moses and of Aaron. The rod became the instrument through which God worked many miracles. A people who are willing to exchange their life for the life of the Son of God can and will do great exploits. David, filled with the Spirit of Yahweh, killed Goliath in the name of the Lord. Peter, a simple fisherman who denied Jesus 3 times, preached in power on the day of Pentecost, and 3,000 were saved. I present to all of you here today that nothing is impossible with God. So we need to anchor ourselves in who the Lord says we are and in what the Lord says that we can do. So listen to the word of the Lord. In Jesus Christ I have been made alive in the Spirit. 1 Peter 3:18. The Spirit of glory and of God rests upon me because of who I am in Christ. Through Jesus Christ, His divine power has granted to me everything pertaining to life and godliness through the true knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and excellence. Through Jesus Christ, He has granted to me His precious and magnificent promises in order that by them I might become a partaker of the divine nature, purposing to escape the corruption that is in the world by lust. In and through Christ Jesus, I have been purified from my former sins. Any future sins that I commit, I appropriate. I strive diligently to obey. As I, in Romans 8:13, as I am tempted to sin after that, yet fully realize that no one living on this planet attains a state of perfect sinlessness for any length of time that is, prior to receiving their glorified bodies at the resurrection of the just. That's 2 Peter 1:9. So if I confess my sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive me and purify me from all unrighteousness. But I realize that I am also to repent of my sins, which means to diligently strive to allow the Holy Spirit to help me change the way that I think, so I can then stop committing those same sins. In Jesus Christ, I am now a child of God. Because I keep His commandments through the power of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit for the glory of God and do the things that are pleasing in His sight, whatever I ask, I receive from Him. That is a great promise. Now, I want y'all to repeat. These are scriptures. I just want you to repeat these after me. I am accepted.
I am God's child.
As a disciple, I am a friend of Jesus Christ.
I have been justified.
I am united with the Lord. And I am one with Him in spirit. I have been bought with a price. And I belong to God. I am a member of Christ's body. I have been chosen by God and adopted as His child. I have been redeemed and forgiven of all my sins. I am complete in Christ. I have direct access to the throne of grace through Jesus Christ. I am secure.
I am free from condemnation.
I am assured that God works
for my
good in all circumstances.
I am free
from any condemnation
brought against me,
and I cannot be separated
from the love of God.
I have been established,
anointed,
and sealed by God.
I am hidden with Christ
in God.
I am confident
that God
will complete
the good work
He started in me.
I'm a citizen of heaven.
I have not been given
a spirit of fear,
but of power,
love,
and a sound mind.
I am born of God,
and the evil one
cannot touch me.
I am significant.
I am a branch
of Jesus Christ,
the true vine,
and a channel of His life.
I have been chosen
and appointed
to bear fruit.
I am God's temple.
I am a minister
of reconciliation
for God.
I am seated with Jesus Christ
in the heavenly realm.
I am God's workmanship.
I may approach God
with freedom
and confidence.
I can do all things
through Christ who strengthens me. Now, these are all scriptures. This is what the Word of God says. I didn't make this stuff up. This is what God says about us. We need to be obedient to the command of the Lord in Romans 12:2, which says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and perfect will of God. Do not conform yourselves to the standards of this world, but let God transform you inwardly by a complete change of your mind. Then you will be able to know what the perfect will of God is, what is good and what is pleasing to Him and what is perfect." If I will renew my mind with the truth of the Word of God, my identity will become anchored in Jesus. Say that after me. If I will renew my mind with the truth of the Word, my identity will become anchored in Jesus. When that happens, I will not be made smaller by the enemy when I fail at something. Neither will I become puffed up when I succeed, because all glory is His. I will no longer need to defend territory. You know, that means if someone, I don't have to defend myself. When someone comes at me and the enemy is trying to make me feel stupid, or I don't have to defend that. I know who I am. So I'm not affected by what someone else thinks about me. You know, I know what God says about me. And once I became healed in my soul, in my heart, and those things don't affect me. I may feel a feeling, but I'm able to say, "Lord, I just forgive them. I forgive that situation," or I say, "Devil, shut up, you're a liar." And I start quoting these scriptures that I had y'all repeated. Amen. So it's important to get this in your spirit. Amen. So that you'll be able to just pop them out when the enemy tries to lie to you. Men's hurtful and demonically and flesh-inspired words lose their power to harm you. And you can forgive them. You will look at every offense as an opportunity to pray for someone who must be hurting, or they wouldn't act that way. You have to see when people are mistreating us, really, they're the ones that have the issue. Amen. Not us, because it isn't even about us. It feels like us sometimes, but it's not. And so when we are mistreated, it is important that we see them through the Lord's eyes and begin to pray for them. Pray for their healing. Pray for the Lord to minister to them. And, for godly sorrow that leads to repentance. But never look at them as in hatred or disgust, or as if you couldn't be doing what they're doing. Because when we judge them, then chances are we're going to be doing the same exact thing. And actually we are. When they're treating us that way and we're looking at them in an ungodly way, we're doing the same thing they're doing. So we are just as guilty as they are. So we have to see them through the eyes of the Lord, through His heart. We will look at every offense, I just said that, as an opportunity to pray for someone. We will be able to disagree with someone and not be rejected and act out in defense. We will firmly know our value because of what happened at the cross. We can vote in a church council and we can lose. And still get behind the work of the ministry because we are not less than because the vote didn't go our way. We could win in a vote and not be more because my side won. We could live our life every day with an awareness of God's grace, looking to see the government of God established in everything that we do. We can esteem others more important than ourselves and obey the commandments that says we are to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. When we believe what the Word says we are and what we can do in Jesus, we won't be able to help but love ourselves. We will tell the enemy he has to shut up and prove it with the Word of God. We speak the Word. If we hear a lie in our head and we don't counter it with the Word, it's in there. So we have to go, we have to speak against what we hear. It has to be out loud and active, or it's like a dart coming and it sticks. If we don't do something, if we don't put our shield out, don't put the word out with it, it will stick, and we don't want it to stick. So we have to become active. We will live a life that's pleasing to the Lord, enjoying being His child and trusting Him to keep us in all things. He wants us to enjoy this life. We won't have to compete, but we'll strive to empower others to flourish in the Lord. We're not competing with anyone. It's not you against me. We should all be going towards the same goal. Love God and love people. Love ourselves. We will be teachable at all times, listening for the voice of God always, even willing to be taught by those that we may have taught in the past, rejoicing that the student has now become the teacher. That's glorious. Mm-hmm. We will root for God's people to exceed in the work of the Lord and be joyfully grateful whether we're in the front row or we're in the back. We could be transparent with someone if we're struggling. If I'm struggling, I have people I call. Text, call. I need prayer sometimes. We all do. In Luke 10, starting in 16, Jesus said to His disciples, "Whoever listens to you, listens to me. Whoever rejects you, rejects me. And whoever rejects me, rejects the one who sent me." The 72 men came back in great joy. "Lord," they said, "even the demons obeyed us when we gave them a command in your name." Jesus answered them, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Listen, I have given you authority so that you can walk on snakes and scorpions and overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Don't be glad because the evil spirits obey you. Rather be glad because your names are written in heaven." And at that time, Jesus was filled with joy by the Holy Spirit and said, "Father, Lord of heaven and earth, I thank you because you have shown to the unlearned what you have hidden from the wise and learned. Yes, Father, this was how you were pleased to have it happen. So you have become new and have been given a new identity in order to walk in authority." Jesus said the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. He has told us that we will always triumph. We are more than conquerors in Him. Luke 4:18 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those that are bruised." So here we go. We have to die to self, live in Him, for Him, and through Him, receive His grace as He finishes your faith. We pray for deliverance. We confess. We repent, renounce, and reject the following. So I want y'all to say, "Father,
Father,
I'm asking you
to forgive me
for pride,
fear,
hopelessness,
anger,
rejection,
offense,
judgment,
criticism,
apathy,
laziness,
perversion, and whatever else the Lord may show you that you've operated in." I'll give you a second. So now we're going on to healing from rejection. So rejection is one of Satan's most effective forms of oppression. Rejection may keep a sinner from coming to God for salvation and a Christian from reaching his or her full potential in God. It undermines, it breaks, and prevents normal and harmonious relationships between family members, marriages, partners in business, fellow workers, and friends. It distorts our image of God as a loving Heavenly Father who loves us and who wants the best for us. The dictionary describes rejection as an act
of throwing away or discarding someone or something, which implies a lack of value in the person or the thing that's being thrown away. Being rejected then makes us feel valueless or worthless. Being denied love is at the root of rejection. Rejection, whether active or passive, real or imaginary, robs Jesus Christ of his rightful position as the Lord in the lives of his children. And it keeps believers from experiencing the vitality and quality that he alone can give. Rejection results in wounding of the heart, sometimes so painful that the mind refuses to deal with it. So we bury it in our subconscious. And like I said earlier on this, you know, when we start praying and you start hearing the teaching, sometimes things that you had forgot will pop up. But don't push them down and don't run away. Stay and deal with it so that you can be healed. Later, it surfaces in other ways and it causes us problems. Rejection is the greatest undiagnosed and most untreated malady within the body of Christ. Regrettably, a large majority of those coming for prayer suffer from feelings of rejection. So the root causes of rejection can be found from one or more of the number of sources such as the following. We have heritage rejection. That's generational rejection. It can come down the bloodline. Timing and manner of conception. Events and attitudes of the mother and father during pregnancy. Factors that may cause rejection while in utero. Results of rejection occurring in utero. Here are some of the baby not bonding with mother or father. Rejection causes afterbirth, being an adopted child or forced either to live with relatives or in a foster home. All these things can cause rejection. To live in a different culture. I was not wanted when my parents conceived me. I was told all my life I was an accident. So rejection for me came in the womb. And for the first 40 years of my life, it caused me to feel unwanted, unloved. I never felt like I belonged because I was told I didn't. So it took until I came to know what my identity is, all those scriptures that I had you repeat, the Lord showed me who I am, and then I wasn't an accident.
Amen.
And I got healed. Then all the fruit, all the bad fruit went away from the rejection. So some of the things that, the factors that cause rejection during early childhood, there's problems in school caused by teachers or schoolmates. Heritage of rejection, Satan. He is the father of rejection. Rejection came with Satan's temptation of Eve and ultimately Adam. There was no rejection prior to Satan's temptation as God saw everything that he had made and behold, it was very good. Genesis 1:31. In accepting Satan's suggestion to eat the forbidden fruit, Adam and Eve rejected God and fell into disobedience and sin. They were being covetous of what the serpent hinted that God had denied them and rebellious by overstepping the only restriction that God had made. And as a result, they were rejected by God, cursed, and forced to leave the garden. Eve and all the women who came after her were promised pain in childbirth and subjection to man. God cursed the ground and told Adam that he would eat bread by the sweat of his brow. God no longer communicated with them as he had earlier. Adam and Eve committed what is generally called the original sin. Therefore, all the children born after them are born to them and to their descendants inherited sin as a spiritual gene, thereby turning original sin into heredity sin. Subsequently, the whole human race
has had the same sinful nature. The curse of rejection and the penalty of spiritual death has been passed down to the process of conception and birth. That's Romans 5 and 12. Cain, as the first naturally born child, was the first recipient of the heredity sin curse. He was rebellious, argumentative, and disobedient, and did not offer an appropriate sacrifice as God had required. He rejected God, and God rejected Cain. Because Cain belonged to the evil one, in 1 John 3:12, any consideration of how Satan is able to manipulate humanity into feeling rejected must begin with Cain. While both Cain and Abel were born with heredity rejection, it was Cain who appeared to be most effective. God reasoned with Cain to encourage him to make the right choice. Then the Lord said to Cain, "If you do what is right, will you not be accepted?" Genesis 4 and 7. Cain was being offered a second chance, but he rejected it. Because of Cain's decision and the ultimate murdering of his brother, God rejected him and placed him under a curse. And some refer to the rejection as the Cain syndrome. Cain's self-pity, accusing God of overreacting, fear of rejection, victimization, death, and abandonment helps us better understand the range of symptoms of many who suffer rejection today. So the generational rejection. We see the above paragraph that all the descendants of Adam and Cain carry a predisposition to heritage rejection. However, not all persons actually inherit a spirit of rejection. Abel's sacrifices were acceptable to the Lord. As we will see in a later section, many curses are conditional. When we are disobedient, the promised curses come upon us. Deuteronomy 28 and 30, you can go read that. Cain received a curse of rejection because of the heritage rejection potential and his sins of disobedience and rebellion. That opened the door. Suffice it to say that when our forefathers were disobedient, they incurred a curse. In this case, it was rejection. And it continues to pass as a curse of rejection upon the heads of the children to the third and fourth generation, as stated in Exodus 20 and 5. I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. When those who come to prayer review the symptoms of their ancestors, many find that their mothers or their fathers or their grandparents or aunts and uncles reflect the symptoms of having a curse of rejection as well. Following are a few scenarios which lead to rejection. One or both parents did not want to conceive. Parents not married. Conception may have been the result of lust during a one-night stand or through the act of adultery. The mother is very young and ill prepared to be a mother. There may not have been sufficient financial resources to provide for a baby. Sexual abuse, rape, incest, events and attitudes of the mother and father during pregnancy. Express extreme anger if the father left the home if the mother had sex with others, had an affair, or was the product of an affair. Feel rejected if the father's absent or shows signs of not caring. Have the mother's fears transferred to them. They experience guilt for being in the womb. Become performance-oriented. They try to earn the right to live. Take responsibility for pregnancy problems. If I grow, I might injure mom. So the response is to turn in the womb, to be under the mother's hand when it's placed on her stomach. So that's actually happened inside the womb. Factors that may cause rejection while in your utero. Attempted abortion. Mother didn't want to be pregnant. Use of drugs, alcohol, or tobacco during pregnancy. Child is planned to be put up for adoption. parents married because the mother was pregnant. Child would have been aborted if it had been legal. Mother has hate and resentment for missed opportunities because of being pregnant. Mother is physically ill during pregnancy. Mother had an accident or injury during pregnancy. Mother loses a loved one during pregnancy. Difficult delivery or delivery during a traumatic event. Mother wanted a child of one sex and got the other sex. So there's an identity confusion. Bad timing, no money, father in army or in constant travel, baby not held or loved adequately by either or both parents, illness of mother during early infancy, hospitalization, sickness or poor health of baby, mother's insecurity in coping with motherhood, experience of physical abuse, medical disorders that cause feeding problems. So some of the symptoms of rejection is you believe the lies others tell them and they tell themselves. This is a Messiah complex. I must please God or he won't like me. Never affirmed for their own sakes, for who they are, only for their accomplishments, for what they did. Praise without affirmation focuses on performance and not personhood. They'll have a withdrawn personality, try to please others. They'll have agony within, display a facade, can't love spouse, don't know who I am, feel abandoned and depressed. Low self-image, self-condemning, worthless, inferior, starved for love, unworthy, approval-seeking, self-accusing, can't give love, no lasting relationships, insecure, self-hate, believe I am a failure and question my identity, promiscuous, fear of rejection, self-rejecting, can't accept love, internal hurt and pain.
Now you've heard of rejection. We've spoken on rejection. She's laid out rejection here for you. Showed you examples from the Word of God and examples of things that have happened where rejection can come from, all the way back to the womb. Rejection can be so deep that it sabotages your relationship. You can't even have a relationship without sabotaging it. And if it's deep enough, it'll cause you to reject somebody else out of fear of being rejected. So you'll create the problem so you're not the one that gets rejected first, but you reject somebody else. If you're unteachable, you're rejected. Because every time somebody tries to teach you, you feel less than, so you have to defend yourself. If you can't be corrected in a godly way, sometimes people bounce from job to job. They go to the job, they have a great job, they're doing a great job. Somebody's giving them the attaboy, the attagirl, and then the first time that there's a disagreement or a correction that comes, all of a sudden everything falls apart. And some people will bounce from job to job to job to job to job and can't never hold a job because they can't be corrected. And maybe if you're one that will just absorb all that and not even leave the job, and not even, if you're one that can control your mouth, but it also sets you in tailspins. And you go into depressions and all that because somebody corrected you. And the very truth of the matter is that people don't always act right, so sometimes you're going to be treated unfairly. Sometimes that's going to happen. It's going to be unfair. But what do you do with it? What do you do with it? And we have to get healed to the point where, let me tell you something. Somebody comes to me and they complain about a boss or somebody at work, the very first thing I'm going to ask, are you praying for them? Are you praying for them? If you're not praying for them, what are you griping about? Because my Bible tells me to pray for those that despitefully use me and to bless my enemy. And that's Jesus. Listen, Jesus is smart.
Amen.
God is smart. His words, pray for your enemies. Bless your enemies. Pray for those that despitefully use. His words were protection words for us.
Amen.
Because the devil can't own me in an area. If somebody is not being nice to me and I'm praying for them, I am destroying the work of darkness meant to take two of us out. So I'm going to stand here and then she's going to follow suit and then we're going to do some deliverance. But I'm going to stand before you as a father, a man, I'm going to stand before you for your fathers, and I'm going to apologize. And some of this will be for grandfathers. Some of it would be for any other man that hurt you. If these words apply to you, receive the forgiveness as if the man that hurt you had his right mind and he was standing before you. And let God speak to you through it, because I can promise you there's a perfect will of God and there's a permitted will of God, and God's perfect will was for none of these horrible things to have happened. God's perfect will was you would have never been rejected. God's perfect will was you would never have been abandoned. God's perfect will was that you would have been received love and given love all the days of your life. But He gave the earth to man, and man let the enemy come in, so we have what we have. But it isn't because the Father wanted it to happen. He loves you. So receive this and receive the healing. And then Callie will follow behind me and stand in as a woman. So I'll start now. Father, I just thank You that Your children have ears to hear. Please forgive me for turning my back on You. I stand before You representing all the men in Your past who may have hurt You or brought You to sorrow. I represent all those men who may have turned their backs on You. I am sorry that I abused Your mother. She deserved better than that, and so did You. I'm sorry for what You heard and saw and the fear and the anger You must have felt. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. Forgive me for showing You how to be rebellious and drunk and a drug user. I'm sorry for all the nights I didn't come home. Forgive me for showing You the pattern of a man that bounces from woman to woman in an adulterous lifestyle. I'm sorry that I displayed to You hate, disrespect, and unholy treatment of women. Forgive me for calling You stupid and any other hurtful name. I was too selfish to see how valuable You are. I'm sorry that I abused You. I'm sorry that I bullied You. I'm sorry that I taught You to be a bully. I'm sorry that I made You feel worthless. You didn't deserve that. It wasn't Your fault, child. Please forgive me. I'm sorry that I walked out and left You and the family. Sorry I was selfish and turned my back on You. I'm so sorry I put the burden on You to grow up too soon. Please forgive me. I'm sorry that I was often so angry. Wasn't Your fault that my life was so broken? I am sorry that I taught You to be angry. I'm sorry for saying that You were no good and not worthy of being called my child. Please forgive me. I'm sorry for never attending ball games and special events, especially when I said I was coming and I didn't show up. I should have been there. Please forgive me for letting You down. Forgive me for making You feel so rejected and for making You feel like You could never measure up to me or anyone else. The truth is, I was the one who felt bad about myself and I took it out on You. My child, my job was never more important than You. And I wish now I'd spent more time with You and less time at work. I hurt You. Please forgive me. I'm sorry for where I didn't work hard enough to give You what You needed, because You've had to become an adult too soon. I'm terribly sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. I'm sorry that You never felt like You could measure up to my expectations. My child, I'm sorry I never told You that I loved You. I regret that. Please forgive me. The thing I regret the most is I didn't teach You about Jesus and how much God the Father loves You. I'm sorry I wasn't a daddy You could run to and feel safe. Now representing Your grandfather, Your uncle, Your brother, cousin, a boy in school, pastor, church leader, coach or teacher, and any other man that might have rejected You or belittled You or embarrassed You or shamed You in any way. I'm sorry for any man that touched You improperly or led You into pornography. Please forgive me. I'm sorry for making fun of you in elementary school. I called you names and I laughed at you. Please forgive me. I'm sorry I bullied you and led the group of other children that beat you up, made fun of you. I turned my back on you and I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I made fun of the way you looked, of your hair, your clothes, or your body. Please forgive me. And I'm sorry that I made you feel inferior because your family didn't have much. Please forgive me. I should have been your friend and instead I turned my back on you. Forgive me for pressuring you to try to fit in. And I'm sorry for those drugs I talked you into trying that would devastate your life. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me for lying to you. Lying is a sin. And I'm sorry for deceiving you. I'm so sorry for destroying your treasured relationships. I'm sorry for breaking up your marriage. Please forgive me.
Please forgive me for turning my back on you. I stand before you representing all those women in your past that may have hurt you or brought you sorrow. I represent all those women who may have turned their backs on you. Please receive these healing words. I'm sorry for abandoning you as a child. Please forgive me. I'm sorry for every hurtful word that I spoke to you. I'm sorry where I made you feel you could not run to me for comfort when you were hurt or frightened. Please forgive me. I'm sorry that I never told you that I loved you. I did, and I regret it now. Please forgive me. I'm sorry for not teaching you about Jesus and for not correcting you in a godly manner. Please forgive me. I'm sorry for being a controller in the household and for making it seem that you could never live up to my expectations. I'm sorry for not allowing you to be unique in whom God has called you to be. Please forgive me. I'm sorry for being mean-spirited and critical. I'm sorry for not respecting your father and teaching you to hate men. Please forgive me. I'm sorry for my part in the divorce with your father. I'm sorry for not believing you when you told me that someone hurt you. Please forgive me. I'm sorry that I didn't take you out of harm's way when I found out you were being hurt. Please forgive me. I'm sorry for displaying to you a lifestyle of drugs, alcohol, and jumping from man to man. Please forgive me. I'm sorry that I abused you. You didn't deserve that, and it wasn't your fault. My child, it wasn't your fault. So please forgive me. I'm sorry for saying that you were no good and not worthy of being called my child. I'm sorry that I so often became angry. It wasn't your fault that my life was broken. I'm sorry for never attending your special events. I should have been there. Please forgive me. I'm sorry for unforgiveness and that my bitterness kept us apart. I represent your grandmother, your aunt, your sister, your cousin, and your friend who rejected you with words and deed. Please forgive me. I represent that girl in school so long ago, that teacher or person in authority who belittled, embarrassed, or shamed you. Please forgive me. Sorry for making fun of you, for calling you names, and for laughing at you. Please forgive me. I'm sorry for making fun of the way you looked, your body, your hair, and the way you dressed. I'm sorry that I made you feel inferior because your family didn't have much. Please forgive me. I should have been your friend, and instead I turned my back on you. Forgive me for pressuring you to try to fit in. I didn't know that those drugs I talked you into trying would ruin your life, and I'm sorry. Please forgive me for lying to you.
Lying is a sin, and I am truly sorry that I deceived you. I'm sorry for destroying your relationship. I'm sorry for breaking up your marriage. Please forgive me. Please forgive me for never taking up for you, even when I knew you were being abused by your parents and others. I am so sorry. Please forgive me for all these things and any other hurtful thing in the rejection that I've caused you.
Say, Lord,
Lord,
I forgive.
I forgive.
I release everyone.
I forgive
myself. Lord, I forgive you. If I've blamed you for anything, it's never been your fault.
You're my help.
I give you permission, Lord,
to deliver me
and heal me.
I receive
your blood
as enough for me.
It's enough for everybody else.
It's big enough.
Powerful enough
to completely cleanse me.
I receive your truth
that
I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
And I receive the truth.
You paid a great price for me.
And your death,
willfully chosen,
set my value.
I receive it.
In Jesus' name.
Now, I didn't say it last night, especially for those of you that are new. When we start doing deliverance, don't close your arms off, cross your legs, grab your hands, don't tighten up. Just be open to the Lord. Open to let things go. Open to receive His goodness. Amen?
Amen.
And then just breathe in and out of your mouth. Let's see what God does. You start coughing, cough. Don't stop anything. And please don't worry about what's happening to your left or right, front or back. Just let God deal with you. Amen?
Amen.
And don't touch that person. If somebody starts crying, don't touch them. Let them alone. They're having a moment with God. If we need to minister to them, the ministers will come. Okay? Now I'm going to start calling things out, and you just start breathing. Take a deep breath. Resentment, go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Temper, violence, anti-submissiveness, self-will, strife, bickering, fighting, control, possessiveness, retaliation, destruction. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Let them go, let them go, let them go. In Jesus' name, hurt, spite. In the name of Jesus, unforgiveness, rebellion, go, 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 disobedience, go, 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 stubbornness. Say, Lord, I repent
for being stubborn
in my beliefs and
my disobedience.
And I break the power
of stubborn
and stiff-necked
spirits.
Take a deep breath. Come out of them. Come out of them. These are God's children. They're not stiff-necked. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Stubborn. Get out. Stiff-necked. Contention, go. Quarreling, go. Dominance, go. Witchcraft, go. Rebellion is the sin of witchcraft. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Cruelty, cruel spirit, cruel messenger. Come out now. In the name of Jesus. Hatred, come out. Sadism, come out. Accuser of the brethren, say, Lord,
forgive me
for agreeing with the accuser of the brethren and taking on the character
of the devil.
I want to be like you, Jesus.
So every spirit
that would cause me to accuse the brethren, I come out of agreement with them. Take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Criticism, judging, fault finding, rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection, insecurity, inadequacy, ineptness, inferiority. Get out, get out. Leave God's people now in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Loneliness, get out. Self-pity, get out. Self-pity in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Shyness, timidity, jealousy, distrust, envy, selfishness. Go, 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 go. Self-centered. I bind you. I break your power. It's all about name of Jesus. It's all about me. Go, 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 go. But you don't know how I feel. Get out. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, suspicion, go. Paranoia, go. Withdrawal, go. Daydreamer, daydreamer, get out of here. In the name of Jesus, fantasy, fantasy is the size of another life. I want to be like somebody else. I wish I had this. I wish I had that. Get out. Powder, get out, powder. In the name of Jesus, pretension, go. In the name of Jesus, unreality, escape. In the name of Jesus, get out, get out, get out, get out. In the name of Jesus, alcohol, drugs, indifference, passivity, come on out now. In the name of Jesus, undue sleepiness, I just want to go away. I just want to go sleep. I'm just going to go take a nap. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Get out, get out, get out. Napping, sleeping to hide, sleeping to run away, sleeping to get away. Get out, get out, get out, depression. Get out, funk, get out. Fear, get out. Stoicism, get out. Indifference, go. Lethargy, say, Lord, I repent. For not resisting the enemy. And I break this curse off my life. Now take a deep breath. Lethargy, go. Indifference, go. Listlessness, go. Depression, go. Death, go. Defeatism, go. Dejection, go. Despair, go. Despondency, go. Discouragement, go. Hopelessness, go. Insomnia. If you can't sleep at night, you're not at peace with God. Listen to me. You're not at peace with God. You're not at peace. You get right with God, you're going to sleep. If He wakes you up to pray, so be it. That's different. That's different than the devil stealing your sleep because your mind is racing. Say, Lord, I repent for all the sin of me and my ancestors that would rob my peace. Keep me out of peace with you. Destroy peace with myself. Destroy peace with my neighbors and my family. And I break these curses. And I break every curse where my sleep would be stolen. I break every curse that's come from night visitors and night raiders and command these spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Come out. Come out. Sleeplessness. Night raiders. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Peace stealers. Get out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Morbidity. Go. Suicide. Go. Say, Lord.
Lord,
if I've ever
contemplated
suicide, ever wanted to die, even subconsciously, and if my ancestors had done this, I repent for it, and I break covenant with the devil and the spirit of death, and I command the spirit of death and premature death to go. In Jesus' name. Go ahead and let it go. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Suicide. Get out. Death wish. Go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Evil from cursing others. Say, I wish they were dead. I break that. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Heaviness. Go. Burden. Go. Disgust. Go. Gloom. Go. Worry. Go. Anxiety. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Apprehension. Go. In the name of Jesus. Dread. Get out. Dread. Dread, go. Can't even talk to somebody because you dread what might happen. In the name of Jesus, God, break your power. In the name of Jesus. Nervous, get out. Headaches, nervous habits, sensitivity, oversensitive. In the name of Jesus, fear of disapproval, fear of man, self-awareness. Go, 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 go. Fear of reproof, fear of judgment, fear of condemnation. Fear of accusation. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. In Jesus' name. Unfairness. Get out. That's unfair. I bind you. I break your power. Get out in the name of Jesus. Everything called mental illness. Get out in the name of Jesus. Hallucination. Insanity. Madness. Crazy. Loco. Get out in Jesus' name. Go, go, go. All manias. Paranoia. Get out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Envy, jealousy, suspicion, forgetfulness, incoherence, skepticism, indecisive. Can't make a decision. I break your power. I separate passivity from indecision. I break you. I break you. I break you. Now come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Fear, doubt, unbelief. I break the threefold cord now in the name of Jesus. Come out of them.
Come out, fear, doubt, and unbelief. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Compromise, forgetfulness, procrastination. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I repent.
For compromise.
With the world.
With the flesh.
With the devil.
And
I break the power
of
that compromise.
Right now, today,
I want to destroy
every sacred cow,
every golden calf,
in the name of Jesus.
Now take a deep breath. Come out. Come out.
Self-deception.
Self-seduction.
Self-delusion.
Go, 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 go.
Mind-binding spirits.
Go, 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 go.
Confusion.
Go.
In the name of Jesus.
Mind idolatry.
Intellectualism.
Pride.
Ego.
Got to figure it all out.
Got to figure it all out.
I'm the one. I'm going to know.
I'm going to figure this out.
I'm going to set a simple faith.
Every spirit that would bring confusion instead of relying on God
in the name of Jesus,
trying to figure it out.
I break your power
in the name of Jesus.
All deceit,
all mockery,
all lying,
all arrogance,
haughtiness,
self-righteousness,
vanity,
in the name of Jesus.
Come out. Say, I repent
for pride.
Self-righteousness.
And I repent for me
and my ancestors
for mocking God
and His people.
And I break the power of that mockery
in Jesus' name.
Take a deep breath.
Go, 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 go.
In Jesus'
name.
Theatrics, drama,
in the name of Jesus.
Go, 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 go.
Say, Lord, I repent
for all murder with my mouth.
Gossiping,
backbiting,
slander,
backstabbing,
railing,
cursing,
belittling,
coarse jesting.
I forgive all these people
that have done it to me as well.
And I command these spirits to go.
Take deep breaths.
Go, 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 go.
Even the trauma from the Word,
in the name of Jesus.
The backbite,
the gossip, the slander,
the backstabbing,
in the name of Jesus.
Go, 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 go.
Let God's people go.
In Jesus' name.
You cursing spirits under the tongue,
in the name of Jesus.
All of a sudden, they hit their finger,
the curse word come out.
Now, get out.
In the name of Jesus.
Go, go, go.
You don't belong here.
In Jesus' name.
These are God's children.
Unworthy.
Unloved.
Unwanted.
Get out.
In the name of Jesus.
Go, 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 go.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Self-hatred.
Self-condemnation.
Self-accusation.
Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out. Get out.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Legalistic spirits.
In the name of Jesus.
Religious spirits.
In Jesus' name.
Crippling spirits.
In the name of Jesus.
Every spirit attacking their body physically because of self-hatred.
I break your power now.
In the name of Jesus.
We break your power.
In the name of Jesus.
Every spirit of infirmity, self-hatred, and self-condemnation.
Say, Lord,
help me to love me.
Because
you paid the price
and
you made me lovable.
Today,
I'm coming out
of mourning.
I'm coming out of grief.
Because you're God
and you're good.
So right now,
I command mourning,
grief,
broken heart,
wounded heart,
shattered heart,
to be gone.
In Jesus' name.
Take another breath.
Let them go. Let them go. Let them go.
Wounded heart.
Broken heart.
Shattered heart.
Grief.
Mourning.
Deep-seated mourning.
Deep-seated grief.
Deep sorrow.
Come out of God's people.
Hidden sorrows.
I break your power
in the name of Jesus.
All hidden sorrow.
Come out.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord. Now say, Lord.
Every squatter.
Every squatter.
Whose legal rights are broken.
You want out of me now.
By any name,
by any culture,
every god,
every goddess,
by any name,
by any culture
that you want gone,
right now,
I agree,
they have to go,
in Jesus' name.
Now take a deep breath,
come out, come out, come out.
Even ancestral gods,
in the name of Jesus,
even ancestral goddesses,
in the name of Jesus,
go, 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 go.
Let them go.
In Jesus' name.
Greek,
Celtic,
African,
Hispanic,
get out.
In the name of Jesus.
Norwegian,
Germanic,
get out. in the name of Jesus, by any name, by any culture, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Now I break the power. Say, Father,
Father,
I break the power
of
idol worship, worshiping stars, the moon,
the sun,
the creatures, in Jesus' name. And now I break these curses. Command these spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Take another deep breath. Go, go, go. Seven sisters, get out. Pleiades, get out. Orion's belt, get out. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Sun gods, moon gods, star gods. In the name of Jesus. Animal spirits, get out. Get out, get out. In the name of Jesus. Animal spirits, in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now raise your hands to heaven. Say, Lord, you're my healer. And I thank you for the deliverance. I need you to heal me. Where my heart's been broken. Heal my heart. Heal my soul. My mind. My will. My emotions. My physical body. Fill me, Lord. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. And fire. Baptize me, Lord. In your love. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Receive the goodness of God here. Pour your spirit out, Lord. Pour your spirit out, Lord. Pour your spirit in perfect love, Lord. Perfect love that casts out fear and adds no torment. And Father, we give you glory and honor and praise for all that you've done, all you're going to do. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come here, honey. Raise your hands back up. Now I stood here and I apologize to you for the fathers. So I'm going to say right now, I bless you now as a father in Israel. I bless you to know the Father's love. I bless you to know that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. And I bless you to know that you're a treasure. I bless you to have peace in your life. I bless you with peaceful sleep. I bless you with provision. I bless you with acceptance. First of all, by God, and I bless you to have favor with God and with man for the rest of your days. And I bless you to boldly enter the throne of grace, knowing at all times the Father is listening for you. He's looking after you. I bless you to know that He dances over you and He delights in you. I bless you to know the goodness of God here in the land of the living. I bless you with a father's blessing.
I bless you with the mother's blessing. I bless you to know just how valuable you are, how precious you are, how loved you are. I bless you to get the revelation of all of that, to know that you are sons and daughters of the Most High King. I bless you to know that you're forgiven. I bless you to know that it is okay to forgive yourself.
Yes.
I bless you with the ability to have fun and to have joy and to have peace in your walk with the Lord. I bless you with the ability to be good moms and dads and brothers and sisters, husbands and wives. I bless you with that. To be who God called you to be. I bless you to be everything that God called you to be. I bless you to receive love. I bless you to be able to give love. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for this camp, Lord. We thank you for what the deliverance that we've got here. And we just forbid the enemy from stealing what we've learned. In Jesus' name, we forbid backlash and retaliation.
Front lash,
we bind in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the food. We thank you for the hands that prepared it. And we ask you to bless it, to nourish our body. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.